علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are currently focusing on the first sermon. And here Imam Ali alayhi salam has a kind of comprehensive discussion on various aspects of prophethood, and we discussed in the previous session about the idea that the prophets and the messengers have always been successful in their missions, and that purpose for which they have been sent has been fulfilled, despite the fact that maybe in the apparent sense we might see that they may have lost certain battles, or they might have been martyred or killed or any other forms of oppression had been forced upon them, but yet they were able to leave that mark that has caused the world today as we see it to have a clear understanding of monotheism. And inshallah, in the near future, as the world continues to develop and the communications are faster and easier, this will actually propagate and cause the faster growth of inspiration towards the truth, inshallah. And that is what we hope for and what we truly believe as Muslims and followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions about this fact that the prophets have always been successful. And together with that, he also talks about another important point, and that is that there was always a continuity between the prophets and their teachings. There have been times where the certain prophets, the main prophets that used to be in, let's say, a specific area, when a new prophet would come, the prophet that would come would support the teachings of the previous prophet, and he would give news and foretell the coming of another prophet. This has always been the case, according to what Imam Ali alayhi salam says in Nahjul Balagha, when he says Rusulun, لا تقصر بهم قلة عددهم ولا كثرة المكذبين لهم. When he talks about the fact that these prophets have always been successful in their missions, then he says من سابق سمي له من بعده. That means the previous prophet had been told, had been mentioned to him with regards to the one who is going to come after him. أو غابر عرفه من قبله. And even the prophet who left, let's say, okay, he was already introduced by those before him. So we see that this has been there. Among them was either a predecessor who would name the one to follow, or the follower who had been introduced by the predecessor. So we see that this whole lineage of the prophets, the spiritual connection and the spiritual continuity between the prophets and messengers has been there. And this was necessary for the continuous guidance of the prophets, of the people. And if you see, that's the case. When Nabi Isa alayhi salam came, he approved the teachings of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. And Nabi Isa alayhi salam, in the Gospels, we have some reference, and also in the actual Injil that was revealed to Nabi Isa alayhi salam, he foretold the coming of the final prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Nabi Musa alayhi salam also spoke about the prophets before him, and he mentioned about the coming of Nabi Isa alayhi salam and the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this has been the case amongst the prophets alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we say that these prophets, they foretold the coming of the other prophets, and they also approved the teachings of the previous prophets. And in fact, they mentioned themselves to be continuers of the teachings of the previous prophets. For example, they would say, this is my religion and the religion of my fathers and the religion of my father Abraham and all the other messengers of God. You see, this was the case, how they were. The prophets were like that. Now, this was necessary so that the people realize, those people who are listeners of this message of the prophets, that this message that is coming from God is one message. Yes, sometimes this message might manifest itself in slightly different ways in a society. This is because of the weakness of that particular society, or the strength of another society to accept a certain form of teaching or not. And that is why the previous generations had a different Sharia to a certain degree, because they would not bear that final Sharia, while the final and the most pristine form of the Sharia was revealed for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because now the communities were ready for that final teaching to be implemented in the society. But the core, the reality of all of these teachings was servitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humility, and obedience towards the one God in every sphere of life. This has been the actual, core teaching of Islam that manifested itself in different. Now, how it manifests itself in different societies is not something that human beings have to imagine themselves. No. It is something that the prophets of God, with a specific directive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will decide how these teachings will manifest themselves for a certain society. This is something very important, and inshallah, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to understand the teachings of God for our times in a way that we can be of true service towards the cause of truth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه